My fondest memory of pumpkin pie is from the first pie I ever made. To this day, some 15 years later, it was hands down the most disgusting pie that I've ever tasted. My mother is Danish and didn't have anything pumpkin or Thanksgiving until she visited the States in her 20s. And needless to say, she couldn't pass down any time-honored traditions or important lessons about Halloween pumpkins. And I certainly didn't know that the beautifully orange and round pumpkin sitting by our door through all of October was only for decoration. It baked well enough, and it was surprisingly fun to remove the warm slime and seeds once I cut it open. I mashed the pumpkin and had a grand time whipping in the cream, and I made a few other mistakes, like forgetting to use a sieve and baking the pumpkin whole, and the crust, burning the crust and undercooking the filling. But those were all minor in comparison to misunderstanding teaspoon for a tablespoon. But I must admit, using three times as much cinnamon, ginger, nutmeg, cloves, and cardamom as the recipe had called for certainly had the house smelling good. A mouthful of spices and charred crust and pumpkin mush, on the other hand, was not quite as pleasant. It was a fantastic failure that had the whole table roaring with laughter. I mean, really though, recipe shorthand should be a lot clearer than big T and little T. The pumpkin pie debacle of 96 was inspired by the movie Michael, and in it, Andy McDowell sings a song about a pie, which perfectly sums up the simple joy a perfect pie can bring.
Ha, ha, me oh my. Nothing tastes sweet with salty and dry. All at once, so well as pie. Apple, pumpkin, mint and black bottom. I come to your place every day if you got them. Ha, me oh my, I love pie.
I'd sung the song the whole day, right up until I took a bite of the gross pie that I had made. Luckily, a neighbor had brought another pie, and I again happily hummed the tune as I ate a perfectly sweet Thanksgiving pie.